Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Do we have a contestant ready to play? Your guess is as good as mine.
We do. And Ted, you know who it is.
James.
James, welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
James, welcome to the program. Your guess is as good as mine. Okay, your categories, James. We have the 10 most popular soups in the good old U.S. of A. Okay. And we have the best airlines in America. They compared the 9 largest U.S. airlines and 1 regional character across 13 metrics. Cost, delays, cancellations, injuries, entertainment options, leg room. The most comfortable. Go to Delta Airlines and JetBlue Airways.
I don't think I ever fly Delta or JetBlue.
I fly Delta if I'm headed east.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because typically I end up in the Atlanta airport on my way to Florida, whatever. Most reliable airline this year, that would be Delta Airlines.
All right, Delta.
The most affordable, Spirit Airlines. And the safest, believe it or not, same as the most affordable. That would be Spirit Airlines. So, James, you want to go with the best airlines in America or the best soups in the U.S. of A.?
Oh, let's go soups.
Soups for James. All right, James, you know how the game is played. You get as many right in said category before 3 strikes and you're out.
James, are you a soup eater, drinker, however it is you actually consume soup yourself?
I do like some soup, and yes, I can cook some soup myself.
All right.
Okay. All right, like you know how the game is played, James. Try to get as many right in the category before 3 strikes and you're out.
And Miles, you said this already.
Classic,
this...
Sorry, Chad, go for it.
It's all soups, right? Like bisque. All that stuff?
Correct.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Good call. Good call. Mm-hmm.
All right, James, what do you think?
Let's go classic chicken noodle soup.
Chicken noodle soup is number one by far. That has been the most popular soup in the United States of America for over 50 years.
I believe that. My question to you fellas is, do you think that's just because it's kind of the first soup you have as a kid? It's not bad.
I think it's still one of the best.
It's always fine. Is it? Would you rate it
homemade,
your top 5?
Homemade chicken noodle soup is one of the greatest things.
I don't dislike it. So before I get the hate, I don't dislike it. But when it comes to soup, like that's the standard.
It's the standard.
It's vanilla ice cream.
What's that?
It's vanilla ice cream.
Yeah, you know what? Exactly.
It's your French dip.
That's fair. Right. If you can't do this right,
you're not chicken broth.
It's just good.
Like the place that used to be downstairs. How in the hell do you F up soup?
But they found a way.
They messed up chicken noodle soup.
Have you ever eaten soup where the noodles in the soup are also dry? No. In spite of all the liquid that's in your mouth, I'm like, this is like fundamentally remarkable, but it's awful to eat.
All right, James, you got one for one there. Chicken noodle is number one. What's your next guess?
Let's go clam chowder.
Clam chowder number 4 on the list of the most popular soups here in the United States of America.
I do like a clam chowder. But man, all that cream, I basically would just poop myself.
You ever got the clam salmon chowder? Where they put a little bit of both in there. A little bit of salmon, a little bit of clam. Oh, man, that's good.
I also have never had the red clam chowder.
I like it. I like it, man.
Yeah, Manhattan's good. Yep. All right, James, where are you at?
How about tomato soup?
Number 2 on the list.
Come on.
The second most popular soup in America.
Would it be the second most popular if grilled cheese did not exist? Okay, thank you.
Either that or a good saltine.
I was saying, basically, it's a dip.
Now, still, it's a fine soup.
It's
it is
fine, but would you just eat a bowl of it? Yeah.
No.
Okay. All right, James, you're 3 for 3 so far. No strikes against you. You've got clam chowder, tomato, and chicken noodle correct.
Let's go with wedding soup.
Wedding soup, meaning?
Italian wedding soup?
Yeah, there's the Italian,
Italian wedding soup.
What's the technical name for it, really?
That's the only thing I've heard it called.
That's what it's called.
It is, but there's the closest thing to it that you know. So wedding soup is not on the list, but there is a soup that is essentially the same exact components as that.
I don't know what it's called.
I don't know.
What's that?
Sausage potato soup? That's the only.
I mean, Italian wedding soup is what it's called, though, right?
But that's my understanding, but I don't know. I don't know.
Okay, so what's your guess, James?
I'm going to stick with the Italian wedding soup, even though it's obviously not right.
No, not right.
Let's go.
There's lobster bisque, there's French onion, and now I'm just saying what I like.
Split pea and ham?
Ooh, yeah.
Let's go with French onion.
French onion's number 7.
7?
Number 7.
That is number 1.
So far, you've in my mind, too.
Number 1 in my heart.
You've got 4 out of the 10, James. 1 strike against you. French onion at 7 is correct. Clam chowder at 4, tomato 2, and chicken noodle number 1.
How about a good old minestrone soup?
Minestrone's number 3.
Yeah.
That is the closest that I think... Technically, Italian wedding soup is.
You think?
Okay.
I would disagree.
I mean, they're both Italian, but Italian wedding soup is a specific soup.
Yeah. It is. That's a fact. It's got beans in it.
Christ, what was I just thinking?
I like Ted's split pea and ham. I think that's a solid choice.
Oh, yeah. Let's do split pea and ham.
Number 6.
Yeah, that's a great
split
soup.
Split pea is a great soup. That? Feels like you're a baby eating it, but you know what I mean? No, now you know why babies eat crushed peas.
Because to chew them is awful, and they don't make baby food with ham hocks.
All right.
That's a good guy.
You got 6 out of the 10, James. There are 4 soups remaining. One is specific to one city in particular, and that city only. And that city exists in the South. But they are famous for this soup that includes often okra.
Oh, is that
jambalaya?
Jambalaya is not a soup.
No, it's the other one. It's gumbo.
Gumbo is a soup, yes.
I'd say gumbo, dude. James.
Gumbo.
Hey.
Did you say gumbo or no?
I did say gumbo.
Okay, number 10.
There you go.
All right.
Don't be a dumbo.
James, one is very popular here in Seattle and on the West Coast. Not as popular on the East Coast, but it is gaining traction as far as...
Oh,
this
yeah.
This is more of a pho? Pacific Rim soup, so to speak.
I would guess pho, yeah.
Yeah, let's go pho.
Number 9. Okay.
See, when you were talking about chicken soup earlier, Thrill, that's what I was saying. It's basically American pho, right? It's just chicken broth.
You know, you're not wrong. You're not wrong. Is pho picking up on the East Coast? Because I'll be honest, until we moved to Seattle, I had never heard of pho, which is why we called it pho.
Right.
And then people said it was pho, and I'm like, I'm going to order a place and call it King and just put it all together.
But... All right, James, going to give you another hint because you've only got 2 left. The next soup's stock is often more used in recipes than it is as an actual dish for soup. The stock of this soup is more used in recipes than it is actually eaten as a soup.
Like a bone soup?
So the only thing coming to my mind, man, there could be like lobster bisque because they use the lobster... Lobster shells and everything. And you put that in other dishes.
Or is like cream of mushroom technically
a
soup?
Ooh, that might be it, Mike. I think you nailed it.
Cream of mushroom. Would it be like a ham hock kind of soup? Or?
No, but think about cream of mushroom soup. Like, very few people eat cream of mushroom soup, but I feel like there's 40 recipes where cream of mushroom dips and all the rest of that crap.
Let's go cream of mushroom.
Number 8. All right, James, you're 9 of 10. You've got 1 strike against you. There is 1 soup left because you have only 1 strike and there's only 1 answer left. I'm not going to give you a hint. Well, okay, I'll give you a hint. This vegetable seems to only be used for this one particular soup. I have never had it any other way than in soup. It seems like the only reason that this strange-looking vegetable is there is to be put into soup.
Is it like some sort of a squash soup, maybe?
There are 2 main ingredients in this. There's 2 main ingredients. One is a standard vegetable. The other one is a vegetable that only typically is found in soup for whatever reason. And I don't know why.
2 main ingredients.
cream of squash?
Butternut squash?
Yeah.
All right. You got one more guess, man. All right. So you're saying this vegetable primarily.
Mm-hmm.
And is it in the name of the vegetable?
It is in the name.
Ooh, what if it's like a potato soup?
It is. Half of the ingredients are potatoes.
Right. So it's potato and...
onion?
No. You are on track.
Potato and leek?
Leek. Ooh. I bet you it's leek, dude. Yeah, it's
okay,
got to be
potato. Let's go potato and leek. I'm
you got it, James. There you
all
go.
Right.
All right. What else do we use leeks for? Tell me. Maybe I'm ignorant.
Garnish.
I know what I'm saying as far as cooking goes.
I'm with you. I think it's just used to...
cook with it much, but a lot of your, not even a lot, but some of the, like, chicken salad, shrimp salad, tuna salad recipes, they'll dice up leeks really fine. Huh. That's kind of oniony tasting.
Yeah. I did not know that.
Yeah, they show up here and there, but you're right, not a ton. Not as prevalent as potato and leek.
Yeah.
10 most popular soups in the U.S. coming in at number 10, gumbo, followed by pho at 9, cream of mushroom at 8, 7 is French onion, split pea 6, potato leek at 5, 4 clam chowder, 3 minestrone, 2 tomato, number 1, chicken noodle soup.
The vanilla ice cream, as Mike says, of the soup world.
Popular soups in the U.S.
Pizza starters cheese.
Yeah.
Coming up, we will drink a toast with the shout of the day. You are listening to The Men's Room.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.